I've been working all day long. Yeah, 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 yeah.
This is Blues Before Sunrise. Each week, we examine the forgotten pages of blues heritage, dusting off records by obscure and unknown artists, as well as the immortal bluesmen. So we hope you'll take the time to listen along with us on Blues Before Sunrise.
Yeah, yeah, taters and tomatoes and a bed ain't all.
There's the classic recording that put Dinah Washington on the map. She was performing as vocalist with Lionel Hampton and the orchestra at the time. And here she is recorded for the Keynote label with the Lionel Hampton sextet, including Arnett Cobb and Milt Buckner, and the Evil Gal Blues, December of 1943. It gets us started on this week's edition of Blues Before Sunrise. I'm your host, Steve Cushing. For the next 5 hours, we'll be here to blow the dust off of some of the forgotten sounds in blues heritage. We hope you'll stick with us. Our opening set this week belongs to Buddy Johnson and his orchestra, including his baby sister, Ella, on the vocals.
You got a fine brown frame, and I wonder what could be your name. You look good to me, 'cause all I can see is your fine brown frame. Tell me, how long have you been round? Baby, when did you hit this big town? Now I wanna scream, 'cause I've never seen such a fine brown frame. Now all that I have is a broken down chair, but I'd make you queen on my throne. Don't be a square, why don't you come over here? Together we would be gone. Babe, you got that fine brown frame. Ah, baby, won't you tell me your name? You're solid with me, 'cause all I can see is that fine brown frame. But I'd make you queen on my throne. Don't be a square, why don't you come over here? Together we would be gone. Babe, you got that fine brown frame. Ah, baby, won't you tell me your name? You're solid with me, 'cause all I can see is your fine brown frame.
feelings I feel for you.
The jitterbug's delight. You got to walk 'em if you wanna be straight. For when you walk 'em, boy, you're bound to be great. Come on and walk 'em, because it's easy to do. You just rock a little bit and let the rhythm flow through.
Thank you. best be living somehow, somewhere.
There's Buddy Johnson and the orchestra, including his favorite vocalist, his baby sister, Ella Johnson. I was surprised. I went to see what I hadn't played by them, because this is pretty late in the cycle. We're the last 6 months of a 3-year cycle, and usually we've played all the good stuff by most of the artists. And we still had a couple of their big hits that we hadn't played yet. Fine Brown Frame, featuring Buddy's vocal, from October 1944. Then we listened to Since I Fell for You. That was the really big hit from November 1945. Also, one of the big hits among the dancers. They were the favorites over at the Savoy Ballroom. All the big bands came through there, but they liked Buddy and Ella a lot, because when they got to the Savoy, they really limited their vocals. They just played instrumentals for the dancers over there, and the dancers loved them. One of their favorite hits was Walk 'em from November 1945. We wrapped it up with baby sister Ella singing Somehow, Somewhere, June of 1952. That was still for the Decca label, and this was their last session for Decca. And at that point, Buddy would switch labels. He'd go from Decca, where he'd been for about 15 years, over to the Mercury label. And I think he did one set of sessions that led to an LP for the last time with the big band, and then he retooled, and he tried to latch on to the rock and roll craze that was hitting the country. He parted the band down to about 6 or 7 players. Buddy and Ella Johnson are opening set this week on Blues Before Sunrise. Up next, we've got the King Cole Trio. These are all recordings that were made for the Capitol label. Let's start in August 1946.
Yes, I've got a hard met fooling around with chicks, 'cause in that love department I know all the latest tricks. Now, I ran across a girl one day. She was sharp as a girl could be, and I wasn't surprised to hear her say that she really went for me. She said I was the best man who ever knocked on her door. She said I was the best man, the fella she waited for. She said I was the best man at dancing, and nobody can deny that when it came to romancing, I was the A-plus number one guy. But then she met my best friend and knocked him right off his pins. But still I wasn't worried, 'cause the best man always wins. The way it all turned out, there was no doubt that I was best man in the end. Yes, I was the best man when she married my best friend. Knocked him right off his pins. But still I wasn't worried, 'cause the best man always wins. all turned out, there was no doubt that I was best man in the end. Yes, I was the best man when she married my best friend. So don't you think you're best till you pass the test and you know all the latest tricks, 'cause you wind up as the best man while the other guy gets the chicks. Into it was wrong when you thrilled me with your kiss so divine. You knew when you kissed me you would never be mine. So you should have told me you loved someone else before I fell in love with you. It was wrong when you thrilled me with your kiss so divine. You knew when you kissed me you would never be mine. So you should have told me you loved someone else before I fell in love with you.
Some men want to be brilliant, some want a lot of cash, some have a whim for the social swim just so they can make a splash. I have none of these talents, still I'm doing okay. Please don't think I'm conceited when I say I've got away with women. They like my dreamy eyes. I've got a way with women, a Casanova in disguise. I've got a way of talking and moonlight walking. Girls just can't resist. And when I start in flirting, I'm always certain they just can't wait to be kissed. I've got a way with women, but one girl made me fall. And out of all the women, I really loved her best of all. Say, I was doing swell until she fell for somebody else's line. I've got a way with women, but someone got a way with mine. She fell for somebody else's line. I've got a way with women, but someone got a way with mine. Oh, someone got a way with
King Cole Trio here on Blues Before Sunrise, Sides on the Capitol label. We started out with The Best Man from August of 1946. See, I've written something. Oh, okay. The trio at this point was Nat on piano and vocal, Oscar Moore on guitar, and Johnny Miller on the bass. And I've written a little note to myself. This site also, they say, they list a drummer, Jack the Bear Parker, Bob drummer here, behind them. I wasn't able to detect him with my ears, but if they list him in the lineup for the session, he must have been there. The Best Man from August 1946. Also from that same session, Nat and You Should Have Told Me, the ballad side from August 46. Then Nat and I've Got Away with Women, November of 1947. And we wrapped it up with an instrumental. Well, actually, there was a wordless vocal there, and the tune was called The Geek from November of 1947. King Cole Trio here on Blues Before Sunrise. You know, I've had this set forever. I was just trying to see if there was 1991 was when this set, the folks at Mosaic reissued all of the recordings that Nat did with the trio. And there were over 350 sides. There were 18 CDs in this set. I think my mother or grandmother bought this for me for Christmas one year. Boy, this between this and the Dinahs on Mercury and the Louis Jordans, they've been invaluable tools over the years. And there's so much great music there that I don't know if this is still in print. Probably have to pay a king's ransom to get it if it is in print. Once again, you're tuned to Blues Before Sunrise. I'm Steve Cushing. First hour of the program each week is usually devoted to the sounds of Bronzeville. That means the jazz-oriented side of the blues. You know, most blues programs, it's guitar and harmonica and piano, and it's always down in the alley. But I sort of modeled the template of my program on what I knew that black people listened to. They didn't just listen to down home stuff. It wasn't white folks buying King Cole Trio records or Louis Jordan records, or white folks didn't even know about Buddy and Ella Johnson. So I try to include this as my template of vintage black music showcase here. Speaking of which, we're going to be listening to Lena Horne. These are recordings that Lena Horne made for the Black and White label. And Phil Moore was the guy who was the band leader, arranger, and producer on these things. And I don't know, there's nothing truly outstanding, except that they're all sort of outstanding in a very quiet way. It's Lena Horne. Let's start with this. All of these were done in 1946. This is her rendition of Whispering.
Whispering while you cuddle near me, whispering so no one can hear. Seems to cheer me. You know it's true. There's no one, dear, but you. You're whispering why you'll never leave me. Whispering why you'll never grieve. Whisper and say that you believe me. Whispering that I love you. Thank you. whispering so no one can hear me. Each little whisper seems to cheer me. It's true, there's no one dear but you. Whispering why you'll never leave me. Whispering why you'll never grieve me. Whisper and say that you believe.
Same sweet moon we knew before.
all I can do not to run to you. But I don't want to cry anymore. All that I've known about happiness I found from being with you. And then I'd find myself losing my mind over some careless thing that you do. Why can't I forget you? I know so well what is in store. A moment or two in the clouds with you, then back where I was before. Boy, I don't want to cry anymore, but I don't want to cry anymore. Is it an earthquake or is it a shock? Is it the good turtle soup or merely the mock? Is it a cocktail, this feeling of joy? Or is what I feel the real McCoy? Just for a lark? Is it Granada I see, or only Asbury Park? Is it a fancy not worth dreaming of? Or is it at long last love?
Lena Horne on the Black and White label. As I mentioned earlier, the one consistent thing about, well, they were all done for Black and White, it was the year 1946, and Phil Moore was the band leader. And I think three of the sessions here were done in Los Angeles, and for some reason, It's a Rainy Day, where they hired Ramon there on violin, was done in New York City. Let's see, first we had Whispering, 1946 in L.A., then It's a Rainy Day, the one that was done in New York City, October 1946. Also from October 1946, I Don't Want to Cry Anymore. That was done in L.A. And at that same session, the one we just heard, the Cole Porter standard, At Long Last Love. Lena Horne on the black and white label here on Blues Before Sunrise. Time for some Hep Harmony this week. Who's up? It's the Ink Spots.
Savon,
oh, sweet romance,
Savon,
it wins you at a glance,
Savon,
gives happy feet a chance to dance.
Your form,
just like a clinging vine,
your lips,
so warm and sweet as wine,
your cheek,
so soft and close to mine, divine.
While the band is swinging and the cats is singing, never tired of romping, stomping with you at the Savoy.
What joy,
a perfect holiday,
Savoy,
where we can glide and sway,
Savoy.
Now let me stomp away with you.
Chance to dance, just like a clinging vine, so soft and sweet as wine, so warm and close to mine, divine. How my heart is singing while a band is swinging, never tired of romping, stomping with you at the Savoy, what joy.
A perfect holiday,
Savoy,
where we can glide and sway,
Savoy.
Now let me stomp away with you. Da 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 da. Jean.
Thank you. I'm going to town.
The Nicholas Brothers. They were recorded in London in September 1936. Keep a Twinkle in Your Eye. What was interesting about that was, you know, both brothers danced, right? But the only brother that really sang was the younger brother, Harold. Harold Nicholas. And that was him singing and his older brother, Fayard, doing the dancing. Keep a Twinkle in Your Eye. I was surprised to find out you saw them perform almost forever, and they were always together, that there were actually 7 years difference between the two brothers. That was amazing. That wrapped up the set. Let's see. We started with the Ink Spots. This is the old Jive Ink Spots before Bill Kenny joined. June 1936, Stomping at the Savoy. Then we listened to Albert Ammons teamed with Pete Johnson for the Victor label, June 1941, a piece called Pine Creek. They added a drummer for this session, but James Hoskins had the good taste to stay the hell out of the way and just let the two of them go to town. Pine Creek, again, was the name of the tune from June 1941. And that led us around to the Nicholas Brothers, Keep a Twinkle in Your Eye. You're tuned to Blues Before Sunrise. I'm Steve Cushing. This has been our number one of the show. We're going to pause and identify the station. We'll be back with our number two, including our vintage gospel set and our ongoing series, complete studio recordings of Ethel Waters. Got a lot of other good stuff coming up. Taking us up to station ID, tenor man Tom Archer for, what was this? Was this chess or was this, were they aristocrat at this point? Let me play disc jockey and sneak a peek at the little jewel case in the booklet. Let's see. Anyways, this was the name of the club that the Chess Brothers owned. It was aristocrat at this point. Okay. Anyways, the Macumba Jump is the name of this tune, and that was the name of the bar that the Chess Brothers owned and operated before they got into the record business. ¶¶